You're listening to Your English Podcast with Nadia and Yvette, episode number 15. Welcome to Your English Podcast, where it's all about helping you get your point across. Brought to you by your trainers for business, Nadia and Yvette. Hi there, this is Nadia.
And this is Yvette.
And today we'd like to talk about building habits.
Yes. So first, what are habits?
Well, habit is something you do regularly with ease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's something you're used to doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And sometimes you do it on a regular basis. That means maybe every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, there are good and bad habits.
Yeah, that's true. And in English, you'd say you make good ones and you break bad ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can change habits.
Yeah. And you can build habits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
Habits are also that you only, like, for example, you start off with a challenge, a 30-day challenge. Mm-hmm. That's all these 30-day challenges that you can find all over the internet are all about habit building.
That's true. Yeah.
So there are like these 30 days sugar-free or 30 days novel writing.
Yeah, or doing like exercise for 30 days.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're all trying to create or build a habit.
Yeah. To maybe also create some awareness of what is better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And hoping that you will stick to this habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 So, and I mean, some people, once they have built their habit, they don't necessarily stick to it on a daily basis, but maybe 3 times a week, they still go exercise.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's also possible. Then you've also built a habit.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said at the beginning, it's something that you do it without force and you do it with ease. So maybe it's once a day, maybe it's once a week. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once you've implemented it.
Yeah.
At least. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think at the beginning, it's necessary to do it on a daily basis that you do it, because otherwise, I don't think you'll be very successful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to really do this on a daily basis and that you get in this regularity. Otherwise, I'm afraid you'll just forget about it. And it might also take some time till you get the benefit out of it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. What do you need to do to build a habit?
Well, I think you have to keep it doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So depending on the habit you want to build, you have to break it into small, achievable steps.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then what's also important then is to keep track. So to plan time for your habit, so you can plan it into your daily routine.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a very good point, because if you plan it into your calendar, for example, or block time for it, then you'll also do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can also keep track that you've done it by using a habit tracker.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also make sure that you don't miss twice. I think once might be okay, but personally, if I want to build a good habit, I really make sure that I don't even miss once.
Yeah, that is true. But I mean, sometimes things happen and it could be that you
could happen.
You're right. Don't miss twice. That is,
Yeah. I mean, that piece of advice I've read in a book I'm reading at the moment, about building habits. So,
yeah.
And I think it's a very good piece of advice.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the next thing that you need to do to build a habit is consistency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like going back to that don't miss twice, isn't it, as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
It links with that.
Yeah.
So you need to sort of, yeah, stay focused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And visualize the result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That will help you with your consistency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like, I mean, also using a habit tracker could help you here, but also telling others about your habit.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, that's a very, very good point. You can also maybe find an accountability buddy.
Yeah.
Someone who wants to build the same habit with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That will definitely help. But otherwise, if you tell others about the habit you're building, that's also quite good because they will ask you how it's going.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is quite embarrassing if you tell them not so good.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't want to say that to other people. You want to tell them everything's great.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, well, those are the things that you need to do to build a habit.
Mm-hmm.
What about the things that you need to have to build a habit?
Yeah, that's true. There are some sort of... yeah, things you need to have for, I'd say, first of all, patience, because it's not always easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we said, you know, don't miss twice, but also don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That, you're absolutely right. I mean, big results accumulate through small steps.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the thing that you need, we mentioned that you need to do at the beginning of breaking it down into small steps is really important.
Yeah. Yes, I think so too. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
And no.
A good habit isn't either.
So. No, no, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, you need to have willpower.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that's very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
That you realize for yourself how much do you really want this new habit.
Yeah, yeah, and what the benefits are
of
building this new habit. Mm-hmm. And also then looking, okay, but what is stopping you or what might stop you?
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. And then just get rid of all those obstacles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 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 mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the last thing that you need is motivation.
Yes. Yeah. You need to be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
What you're doing. Mm-hmm. To celebrate your small steps. So by looking back at what you've achieved, then you can use the tracker, for example, or your buddy as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you celebrate your small steps too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think after a certain time period, you'll also be seeing some results.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. And these results, these visible results will also motivate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think those are then the strongest motivators ever.
Yeah.
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 Going mm-hmm. because you can only gain even more. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's this time of year again. We have end of November. Today is actually Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's the Friday after Thanksgiving. And this time of year, a lot of people start to think of their New Year's resolutions, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which could also be either breaking a bad habit or building a new habit.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. That could definitely be the case that some people then think about doing that. And they usually start on the 1st of January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it normally, and then sometimes it can finish on the 2nd of January.
Yes, you're right. That happens very often. A lot of people just don't stick to their resolutions.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a big problem there that a lot of people have problems actually sticking to their resolution.
Yeah, but and that, I mean, you know, those things, the things that we've just mentioned about what you need to do and what you need to have, then should help.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's true. So, well, which habit do you, our listener, want to integrate?
Yeah.
Is it maybe that you'd like to improve your English skills? Well, we have good news for you, because you can even start a whole month earlier on the 1st of December with our Advent calendar.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So let us tell you a little bit about it. Only slightly Christmas themed. So we didn't want to ruin Christmas for everyone, including ourselves.
No. That's right, yeah. But it is full of useful tips that you can use to improve your English skills. So there's vocabulary.
Then there are writing tips.
Yeah. There's also talking about the present, the past, and the future.
Yeah, so there are a slight, very slight grammar tips, insights, let's call it that, insights. Then there'll also be some cultural information. And a lot more, but this is just to tell you a little bit. So
yeah,
and here are now the most positive things about this
account. Yeah, as we said before, you need to make your habit doable to fit into your routine. So our calendar will only take you a few minutes to do each day.
It's also very convenient for you because it's delivered to your email inbox.
That's right. There's also, as we mentioned before, accountability. And if you want to, you can make use of this by posting in the group or on Instagram.
That's true. You only need to use a special hashtag, but that will be mentioned then in the show notes. Oh, yeah. And it's also very motivational. Because if you stick to it and post daily, then you can win a prize. And for more,
and it's free of charge.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good point there. it is free of charge. And, yeah, there are no strings attached. But for more details, you just need to follow the link in the show notes about your English Advent calendar. Well, we'd love to welcome you on board. There are already a few people who have signed up, and it would be nice if we had a few more, because the more the merrier.
So, that's right.
Yeah. I think that wraps it up now, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then, whatever habit you want to build, consider these tips. And I'll also put a link in the show notes to the book I'm reading right now. It's all about building habits or breaking bad ones as well. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear, and it's really good. So take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you for lending us your ears. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.